You had everything going there. Well, good morning. Good to see those of us that are here, and good to know that many of our friends are worshiping online and gathering with us. It's been a little bit of weird couple of moments since we've gotten together as a church family, right? Is that fair to say? Yeah, kind of strange. I saw us last in 2021, so just the year change is weird. Thank you so much for giving Caitlin and I the freedom to go to California. She is still there, and she will be coming back, God willing, on Friday with a friend of hers. Is going to fly out with her, hang out for a couple of days, and come there. But there have been a couple of things that have been happening to our church family since then. It was described to me as a snowpocalypse. It doesn't sound that way from many of you that lived through it. I'm grateful for that. When we were out in California, we heard terrible stories of 4 inches of snow and maybe more coming. And Caitlin and I were sitting out in 55-degree weather, and I think it changed to 54 degrees one day. And that is a Fresno winter right there. That is how life is there. But there was the snowstorm, and I know that threw some things out of whack. And then I just recognized that several people in our community have tested positive for COVID. The Foths, Brian Hart, Pat Gilliland, Pastor Susan tested positive most recently. From what I am aware, no one is doing very poorly from our community. No one that has tested positive for COVID has been hit particularly hard. Praise God, yes. We would like to keep it that way, so keep praying for our friends. And I recognize I'm probably missing somebody that messaged me that they were that they had tested positive, but we recognize that this has just been kind of a weird time. It feels strange, and then we had the news that Linda, Jeremiah's mother, passed away this week. And Lomsdales, if you are joining us online, know that we're your church family. We're here for you. We are grieving your loss, and we are here to support you. So if you think of the Lomsdales, please send them your love however you can. I want to thank Pastor Susan and our elders. Pastor Susan and Robert were crewing the service last week. And Susan, thank you for getting us into the new year. And then our elders made some decisions while I was gone that led to us being able to gather here. And God willing, we'll be able to gather a little bit more in force next week. Hopefully this whole COVID wave coming through Topeka will leave as quickly as it came on. But this is not how we wanted to start the new year, right? Anyone wanted to start like this? Nope. No takers. No takers here in the sanctuary. This is not how we wanted to start the new year. Our expectations were not for this to be the way it is. Our expectations were off of reality. Our expectations were off. And mine were too. I wrote a sermon 2 weeks ago, and it was good, and it talked about the great banquet, the parable of the great banquet that Jesus told out of, is that Matthew 14, I want to say. It was good, it was solid, we were going to celebrate communion, it was going to be wonderful, and it just wasn't the sermon for today. So we're going to do something else. I am going to rely on the good spirit to engage with us, and because that's all we can do anyways. But I'm going to rely on the Holy Spirit to kind of prompt me where I need to go. I've got a loose outline, but I'm adjusting in real time, as we all are. And I felt the need to do something different because, just frankly, I feel like we need to talk about expectations. Because the start of this year has definitely subverted my expectations. It really has. And expectations, these things right here, there we go. Expectations are important. how we expect things to be, that's pretty important. I expected not to have kids and kids worship this morning, and there are like four students in the audience. And so I'm going to pick on you guys a little bit. Do you have expectations for this year? Any expectations for this year? Fun? Do you want fun this year? We're good with fun. All right. I can't see. Is there an individual back there? No. Nope. All right, he's gone. He's like, peace, goodbye. That was his expectation. Fair enough. But we want some fun this year, right? We're going to do some fun things this year. We're going to do VBS as a church community. I trust you guys are going to do some fun things this year. We expect, we want things that are good, are fun. We expect food, right? Caitlin is not here, so my dietary restrictions have temporarily vanished for the time being. I waited 45 minutes for Taco Bell last night. 45 minutes, but that was what called to me. I wanted to make a bad decision, and I got it out of the way early. So, but that's what I wanted. That was an expectation that I had for this week while Caitlin was out was getting some of the things that I wanted to do that are I'm less able to do while she's here. But our expectations matter, right? And I think it's good to talk about expectations because next week, God willing, unless my expectations get changed again, we're going to move into a communication series. And I think talking about expectations is a helpful way to start that because expectations have a lot to do with the quality of our lives. You've heard the phrase under-promise and over-deliver, right? You under-promise, over-deliver. Because if you under-promise something and then you do more, you exceeded expectations. It's better than over-promising and under-delivering. You might do the same thing. The thing that you accomplish might be the same, but it feels better to under-promise and over-deliver than to over-promise and under-deliver. Because we get disappointed when our expectations aren't met. And so as we head into this new year, I just want to talk about some expectations that we might have. Because we have expectations of our church. We do, right? We expect that we are going to be getting together, that we are going to be worshiping God, we're going to be talking about how to follow Jesus, that we're going to encounter Jesus. We expect that we are going to baptize some people this year, and not just one person. By the way, if you are here or online and you want to talk through baptism or church membership, come talk to me after the service, shoot me a text or an email. We'll talk about it next week too, but we want to baptize some people this year and we want to have some people join us as church members. That is an expectation we have. We expect people, us, to draw closer to Jesus. Those are all good expectations. Those are things that we expect to happen, that will happen, I might dare say. But here's the thing. Relationships and expectations, they go both ways, right? I'm gonna pick on you kids again. Last time, I promise. Kids, do you expect your parents to give you food, right? Is that a fair expectation? What else do you expect? A place to live. I didn't have that one written down. Good deal. Food, probably that they love you. Yeah. Water. We're given some pretty like necessities of life right there. I like it. All right. Well, you have expectations of your parents. Do your parents have expectations of you? Yeah? Clean the room? No? There might be a conversation there. Do you guys have a bedtime? Anybody have a bedtime? I remember when I was 7 and I got to go to sleep a half hour later than my sister, and it was glorious. It was wonderful. And I had one of those back in the 90s. They had these little things. I was a big reader. They had these little things that were you could attach to your book, and it was a book lamp, and I just read in bed anyway. So it was glorious that later bedtime. But you have expectations of your parents, and your parents have expectations of you. And we have expectations all around. We have expectations for our marriage. Caitlin and I have expectations. And even this week, we're living out one of those expectations. I'm looking there because I have a suspicion that she's either watching or will later. But we expect not to spend all of our time together. She is in California right now, and this is probably the first time in a while we have been able to fulfill this expectation, but we don't expect to spend all of our time together because we are different people, and yet we are very, very connected, and we want to give her time and me time by ourselves. And then we expect that in a week when she comes back, it'll be a joyous reunion, and we'll get to continue spending time together. We have expectations, and in a relationship, expectations go both ways. And often, as a church community, we talk about what God's expectations of us are. We talk about things that God teaches us, ways we can follow Jesus better, what we need to do on our side of the relationship. That's good. Because we want to follow Jesus. We want to live out life like Jesus asks us to. But it's worth talking about the other side of the equation, our expectations as Jesus followers, our expectations of God. And I think this is where our culture messes up here all the time. I think so. Our culture messes up. And I think this is why many people that might otherwise follow God choose not to follow God. They have the wrong expectations. They expect God to fix everything. Every time we have a hurt in our lives, and I don't know about you, but that has not been my experience, that God does not swoop in and put a Band-Aid on every boo-boo that I have. If we expect God to fix everything, when we encounter something difficult, that can be hard. If we expect God to make everything easier, I don't know that bears out in reality too. If we expect God always to be on our side, that one's harder because we want that to be the case, but we need to recognize that God is not on our side. We are on God's side of things. And yes, God is for us. God wants the best for us as human beings. Yes, and amen. But sometimes we mess up and we do something because just some of the time we're knuckleheads, right? We make a mistake. We might not even know it. And so we have these things where our culture expects something of God that may not be reality. And when our culture encounters some of these difficulties, they look at God and say, hey, you're not doing what I expected. Just like Eli a few minutes ago, peace, I'm out. That's kind of how our culture acts. But I don't think those are proper expectations of God. And I don't have time to go through all of the expectations of God. They're in our Bibles. They're right here. There are tons of expectations of God, that God is good, that God is just, that God is love, that God wants the best for us, that God is going to save all of us who follow Him to show us the way, to do what is right. There are tons of expectations in our Bible, and they're found all over. But I want to talk about one specific expectation today that I think will carry us through the new year. So if you've got your Bible on you, I'll put it up on the screen, but I'd invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 28. We're going to look at the very, very last line in the book of Matthew. Let me get us there. Matthew 28. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's beautiful, and that was true for the disciples then when Jesus was being resurrected and was about to ascend to heaven. It was true then, but it is true now for all of us. I usually use something like this. This is the New Living Translation. I use the NIV, the ESV, the NRSV. There are a lot of different translations of the Bible that are all good and all fine. They do well. They do what we want to. I usually don't use the King James Version, sometimes called the KJV, just because it's a little hard. Unless you read it a lot, it's a little bit hard to understand. It was a translation from a different time period, and so it can be difficult. But I just want to read the KJV translation real quick, because it just has some grandeur sometimes. And it says this, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." That's an expectation that we have of God, that God is with us. We just celebrated Christmas. That one of the expectations we had is that when we got back together, the Christmas trees would not be out, because we're past Christmas, right? And then Pastor Susan was going to clear them, and then lo and behold, she got COVID, and so wasn't here, and I got back yesterday afternoon and didn't have time to take them all down. They will be gone next week. But we just celebrated Christmas, and at Christmas we call Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. This is Jesus affirming that, saying, "Lo and behold, I will be with you even unto the end of the earth." That's an expectation that we have of God. That God is with us. That God is present. Our world gets sad because God doesn't make things easy on us. God doesn't fix everything that we want right when it happens. That's not something that God promised, but God does promise. Jesus says, "I will be with you, even to the end of the earth." Our world sees this distant, faraway God, or maybe even no God at all. And what we profess as Jesus followers is God is not far away, that God is here with us. That when we gather in His name, whether we are gathered physically, whether we're online, whether we're sharing a text, when we gather as Jesus followers, God is here. Jesus is present. Jesus is alive with us. And that is our expectation. And that's the expectation that we have for this new year, to expect that God will show up. Because God is showing up. I hope you feel that in our church community, that you feel God's presence, that you feel God showing up, because He is. He is showing up. I don't know that many people have had the chance to see it. We had to remodel the basement. We took out a wall because we had too many youth students that were getting together. We had to take out a wall to give our kids enough space because we were having too many kids together. That's God showing up. We are going to be baptizing this area right here. This is our baptismal. We have not had a chance to use it lately. We're going to because God is showing up. And there are countless other ways, from lives changed in our community, people connecting together. God is showing up here. And that's because we expect God to be present, because God is with us. I trust that's your expectation, that God is with us, that God is here, that God is present, because that is the reality. He is here. We don't gather on a Sunday morning to just sing a few songs and go through some motions and complete some rituals. We gather because God is moving, God is alive, God is well, and God is encountering us. We are encountering God. And so my challenge to us for this week that has subverted some of our expectations maybe, but for this year, is that we will expect God to be among us. That we will expect God to move in a new and significant way. That we will expect God to bring people into our lives that we can help shape for Christ and His kingdom. That we will expect God to move in some way that we are drawn closer to Him. That is the expectation that we have for 2022. And that is the expectation that we need to have every single day. I wasn't planning on sharing this, but you all know that Caitlin is a better human being than I am, right? This is accepted. I'm not a bad human being. Caitlin is just an amazing person. I have lucked out fully. And from her spiritual life, I've learned a number of things. And one of the things that I learned from Yadir is a prayer that she prays every morning, which is, God, what do you want of me today? What are you expecting of me, and what can I expect for today? What are you up to, God? And in her prayer life, she's encountered some pretty apparent and significant ways that God has told her kind of what to expect. They sometimes go a little differently than we plan. One day she told, I think she shot me a text, and that God expected of her flexibility that day, and that put some alarm bells going off. I think that was a more difficult day for us, if I recall correctly. But she asks God every day, God, what do you want from me today? And how can I encounter you today? And the challenge this week, I think for this year even, might be for you to pray that prayer. For you to ask, God, what do you want from me today? And how can I encounter you today? And our expectation is because God is present with us, that we'll see Him, that we will encounter Him, that we will be able to sense the presence of our Lord. Because God is present with us in good times, in hard times, in COVID times, in a falsely reported to me snowpocalypse, in all times, God is with us, and God is good. And wherever you're at, you can expect that God is near. So let's pray, and let's make that our expectation for this year. God, you are here. The song we just sang, it talks about that the expectations, the new song that we just sang, you are here. In our midst, we worship you. That is our expectation, God, that you are here, that you will show up, that you will be among us. And God Almighty, please help us. Help us expect that, and help us sense your presence. Because that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to go through motions or rituals that we don't encounter you, though we recognize even just attempting to encounter you as value on itself. But God, help us encounter you. Help us feel your presence this year and move in a mighty way among us. We expect you to be here. We expect to encounter you at Cornerstone Community Church. God, help us encounter you. Be present with us and make us transformed. That's what we want. We ask, and dare I say, we expect this in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. We're doing something a little different this year where we're gonna try and do announcements. We'll try this for a couple of weeks where we do community announcements at the end. That way we can tell you some things just as you go out the door. I'm not aware of very many community announcements. The office will be open. Christy and myself will be back in the office starting tomorrow. You won't see Pastor Susan for a little bit as she is navigating a COVID exposure, but you can still reach her via email if you want. Those are the main announcements that I am aware of in this season. Other than that, let me just give us our benediction and let us go out in peace. May you expect that God will show up in your lives, and may you expect God to work in you every single day. As you pray, God, what can you do with me today? What do you want me to do? And how can I encounter you? May you expect God's presence, and may that come to pass. Go in peace and blessings to your church family. I just popped on back. We had a question, and that was a good one. There will be activities this week. As far as I know, check your email on Tuesday. That will come out. But I believe we are regathering for things like coffee this week and other things going on. Watch your emails. Make wise choices. Many of us chose not to come today for a variety of reasons. We had a couple of volunteers call out because they were feeling colds and different things. Thank you for making wise and loving choices. But yes, I think we are back and resuming things. Blessings and go in peace again.